بارك الله فيكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، ورضي الله عن أصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين، وعنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، وانفعنا بما علمتنا، وزدنا علما، وألحقنا بعبادك الصالحين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وآله في الأولين، وصل على سيدنا محمد وآله في الآخرين، وصل على سيدنا محمد وآله في الملأ الأعلى إلى يوم الدين، وعنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. أما بعد، قال الإمام الحارث المحاسبي رحمه الله تعالى ونفعنا به وبكم آمين، قال راويا إلى عن عبادة بن الصامت رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: فوإذا صليت فصل صلاة مودع. If you pray, pray as if this is your last prayer. I always, when I just saw, I started with Arabic, but you already obviously know. I always start with what Al-Muhasibi says, because we're reading his textbook. And I say, نفعنا الله به. May Allah benefit us from what he wrote. And I say, نفعنا الله به وبكم. And may Allah benefit me from you as well. So that's the dua that many of our shuyukh used to start before teaching a textbook of the older scholars onto their students. Now, I'm not saying you're my students. I'm your student. But I'm saying that's the adab sometimes. They say, may Allah make us benefit from the author of what he wrote, and make us benefit from you. نفعنا الله به وبكم. آمين. Now, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show his kindness upon us. قال وإذا صليت فصلي صلاة مودع. If you pray, pray as if this is your last prayer. We talked about it yesterday that هذا حديث ضعيف مروي عن أنس وعبد الله بن عمر and مروي عن أبو أيوب لكن وكلام من كلام السلف رضي الله عنهم إن شاء الله it's good. Then he says واعلم أنك لن تجد طعم الإيمان حتى تؤمن بالقدر كله خيره وشره. On page number 9, he says, know that you will not taste true faith until you believe totally in Allah's decree, positive thereof as well as the negative thereof. لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله. You remember the hadith of Al-Bukhari, الحديث الصحيح in general anyway, يعني other than Bukhari narrated, حديث سيدنا عمر رضي الله عنه الفاروق, when he came and asked the Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وصحبه وأزواجه وسلم about الإيمان, Islam, إيمان, إحسان. He told him, إيمان أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر. As you all know, the riwayat also with additions and others that say, والقضاء والقدر خيره وشره من عند الله. قضاء and قدر, decree and will of Allah. What does al-muhasibi mean that you will not taste true iman until you totally believe in Allah's decree? It means that which hit you was never meant to miss you, and that which missed you was never meant to hit you. It's a bigger picture than the limited picture we like to put ourselves in. Now, this portion, obviously, or this portion about Ubad ibn Samit actually has evidence in the Abi Dawud Fittir fi Sunanihi, this very last portion. It's narrated there. Remember the hadith of Ibn Abbas, the hadith al-Sahih, that Ibn Abbas mentioned when he says, Kuntu yawman khalfa an-nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. One day I was behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Rasulullah, Sayyiduna wa Mawlana Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa azwaji wa sallam used to have a habit of sometimes letting some of the people ride behind him on the mule. Yani Abdullah bin Ja'far, in one narration which is authentic, he says, Ardafani khalfahu. He allowed me to ride on the mule behind him. And then he talked to me. It was maybe nighttime and we're going to one of the places of Ansar. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Ja'far, he talked to me and he talked to me. Yani one of the nice nights of Medina, and you're riding behind Sayyidina Sayyid al-Khalq wa Habib al-Haqq sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He's talking to you. Worth the whole dunya. Worth the whole dunya. So Sayyidina Abdullah bin Ja'far says, he's telling me this, he's telling me things I'm not going to tell you. Khalas. Khususi, there are things that are private, you know, he's not going to tell you everything. Right? We remember we said al-ilm, ilm al-anbiya, on three different levels or categories. A category that they are obligated to disseminate, al-risala. A category that they have an option to disseminate. Yani he tells Fulan, you are among the people of Jannah. Huh? Ya Rasulullah, where is my man? Don't worry, he's in Jannah. Khalas, leave him. He doesn't have to say that, he could. And knowledge that is privy to them, between them and Allah. فَأَوْحَى إِلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَأَى. He gave to his abd of wahi, whatever he gave. He didn't tell you. That's not your business. Why are you putting your nose everywhere? You don't belong there. The wahi was from Allah to his beloved. And Allah made it, in a sense, telling you this is a secret. Awha ila abdihi ma awha. He told his, he revealed to him in the mi'raj, whatever he revealed. That's what he, basically the meaning of the ayah. What does that mean? Stay out of it. It's not your business. I'm just making sure it's not the Ministry of Interior. Everybody has a boss. You know that one of the Sahaba ul Tabi'in, he had problem with his wife. She's yelling at him, screaming at him, or bossing him around. So he says, you know what? I'm going to Umar to file lodge a complaint against you. Well, you know, Umar, yani, shaitan sees him, shaitan goes the other way. So as soon as he got close to the door of Sayyidina Umar, he heard Umar's wife screaming at him. He says, man, if Umar's wife is doing that to him, then let me go back. I'm in a better shape.
لا إله إلا الله.
نعم. فسيدنا عبد الله بن عباس حبر الأمة رضي الله تعالى عنه وأرضاه، الحديث صحيح أخرجه الترمذي وأذرز. He says, I was one time behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ لِي يَا غُلَام. See, sometimes that's when the secrets come, or التَّرْبِيَ الْخَاصَّة. There is تَرْبِيَ عَامَّة. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give تَرْبِيَ to people in general. لكن when do you get تَرْبِيَ special? When do you get the gems, some gems sometimes here and there? When, you know, you're traveling maybe with many, nobody's there. Tell me what this is you take. Okay. That saves you 3-4 years of research. قال يا غلام إني أعلمك كلمات. Let me teach you a couple of words. احفظ الله يحفظك. احفظ الله يحفظك. What does that mean? What is احفظ الله? Huh? Who says? What's a good translation for احفظ الله? Observe Allah and you'll be under His care. Observe Him and He will observe you. Is what really the hadith is saying. Observe him and he will observe you. In one of the places, one of the zawiyas, not here, we have a small shop. Yani, you know, you drink chai and tea and so they wanted to get a TV, so I said, on one condition, you put it only on the channel that is, remember there's that Saudi channel that puts, that's always on the, in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's masjid? Said 24 hours, you leave it there. They said, why? I said, احفظ الله يحفظك. You're connected, you'll be protected. Once you start switching around, you're tapping into something else. If you're connected, you're protected. You'll see it in front of you. احفظ الله يحفظك. That's for your homes, that's for your other things, that's for your own self. Connect to him, he'll protect you. That's what he's telling him. احفظ الله يا غلام. Connect to Allah, Allah will protect you. And then he told him, احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. Observe Allah, you'll find him with you. One, he says, observe him and he will observe you. You observing of him means you're doing muraqabah of him, you're aware of him, you're conscious of him. Him observing you means he takes care of you. This one, he says, observe him, he will be with you on your side. And then he said, إِذَا سَأَلْتْ فاسأل الله. If you ask, ask Allah. If you ask, ask Allah. Don't ask other people. Yani, I mean, don't ask the creation. Don't ask the creation is what I meant. The creation gets upset or gets whatever if you ask of them, and the Creator is pleased if you ask him. Why would you want to ask those who count it against you if you ask them? And you forget to ask the one who counts it for you when you ask him. The least is they count it against you if you ask them. And Allah Jalla Jalaluhu counts it for you when you ask him. لا تسل بني آدم حاجة وسل الذي أبوابه لا تغلق أبوابه لا تغلق. He says, don't ask the people, children of Adam, anything, and ask of the one whose doors are never closed. Allah. There is a poetry attributed to Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, though it has no sanad, lakin in the meaning of لَكَّنْسُ صَحْرَاءِ الْحِجَازِ بِرِيشَتَيْنِ. If I was to sweep the whole desert of Hijaz, all of it, with two small feathers, وَنَقْلُ, and that I move the stones of mountains from one top to another top, أسهل, is more easier to me, أن أقف بباب غير باب الله يضيع فيه ماء عيني, that I stand at someone else's door other than of Allah, where the dignity of my face is lost. I'd rather sweep the desert of Hijaz with a feather. قال يا غلام إني أعلمك كلمات. Shuf, this is to attract the attention of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas. Remember that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma was 11 years old when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam passed away. So he was a young person. He's telling him, let me teach you a few words. In other words, you hold on to. This is what you live by. Observe Allah, He will observe you. Observe Allah, and He will be with you. If you ask, ask Allah. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And if you seek help of Allah. وَاعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةَ لَوْ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. And realize, O Ibn Abbas, that if the whole world gathered together to benefit you with something, they would not be able to benefit you with anything other than that which Allah has already written for you. And if the whole world gathers to harm you, they would not be able to harm you except with that which Allah has written upon you. رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف. هذا, when you realize this, you realize yaqeen. You don't get upset. You don't see the ashkhas, يعني the people, behind the rewards or the pains. You see them. You see the people behind the rewards that you receive or the pains that you're afflicted with are useless anyway. He is a tool. You don't see them anymore. You realize that you as a creation, you're dealing directly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, instead of taking your anger on them or pleasure on them, you go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and correct your relationship with Him. And therefore, among the hadith that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua, he says, Allahumma inni as'aluka imanan yubashiru qalbi hatta a'lama annahu la yusibani illa ma kitabta li. Hadith has ضعف in it, has weakness in it. لكن it's a dua. It says, oh, which means, oh Allah, I ask you an iman that makes me realize that nothing that happens to me except that which you have decreed upon me. You. Who cares? Other people don't benefit. وَرَضِّنِي مِنَ الْمَعِيشَةِ بِمَا قَسَمْتَ لِي. Al-Bazzar and others narrated it. He says, which means, make me satisfied in this life with what you gave me. Being dissatisfied is a torment. It's a torture. People torment themselves with being dissatisfied with Allah. Miskeen. He lives his whole life unhappy. Doesn't he taste the bitterness of life? The bitterness of death, because when he dies, he feels he didn't get what he wanted. And when he was living, he did not enjoy anything Allah gave him because he's dissatisfied with Allah. And then, وَلَا عَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَشَدُّ وَأَبْقَى. The akhirah becomes even worse then. هذا الحافظ الحميدي رحمه الله. He was the friend of Ibn Hazm al-Zahiri, الإمام. الإمام Ibn Hazm, أندلسي, إمام مجتهد كبير عظيم في القرن الرابع رحمه الله تعالى ورضي عنه. إمام big إمام Ibn Hazm. They say if you haven't read the Muhalla, then you don't know fiqh and you don't know other things. نعم. So read the Muhalla. نعم. الحافظ الحميدي has a book called جذوة المقتبس في ذكر ولاة الأندلس. جذوة المقتبس في ذكر ولاة الأندلس. هذا الحميدي رحمه الله إمام also is a big إمام, إمام عظيم الإمام الحميدي رحمة الله عليه. He says that the father of Ibn Hazm was a minister. Oh, that's how Ibn Hazm got access to a few things. وكذا, يعني books or other things. His father was a minister, يعني assistant of the caliph, Al-Mansur. Not Al-Mansur Al-Abbas, yeah? We're talking Andalus. Andalus, Banu Umayyah were ruling it. So they're not the Abbasis. Not, I don't want you to think Abu Ja'far al-Mansur. La, al-Mansur al-Abbasi. Al-Mansur al-Andalusi. They got one man, he says. Al-Humaydi mentions this in his book, Jadwat al-Muqtabis. He says, al-Mansur got one man for some bogus thing. They brought him before him. You know, he's a big khalifa, big man, big ruler. So in his business schedule, he says, this man, we brought this, we caught this man, he's against you. What do you want? So he wrote on the paper, he said, Yuslab. Yuslab means crucify him. And then he wrote on the paper, Yuslab. Yuslab. If you know how to read Arabic, yuslab could be slightly confused with yutlaq, to be freed. It came to who? To the father of Ibn Hazm. He looked at the paper, yutlaq, to be freed, says free him. Man, the Khalifa, he heard, what's wrong? Bring him. They got him again. He said, they brought him again. You're the one who got the yuslab, to be crucified. So, but he had to write it. When he wrote it, looked again like yutlaq. It came to the father of Ibn Hazm, who is the minister. It says to be freed again, free him. The third time, he did the same thing. And then the third time after that, that Khalifa says, you know what? Like three times I'm trying to crucify him and three times Allah is willing for him to go free. The will of Allah is better than go. Three times I'm trying. I write yuslab, it comes out as yutlaq. You know. He's writing it with anger. He's writing to be crucified, it comes to be free. Only little thing, if he stretches like this, it looks like yutlaq from yuslab. Done. You never know. You miss the qada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His will is for him to stay. Some people, you know, they go through on adventure through the seven seas. Sinbad and all the adventures, and then little thing kills them. And they avoid meeting the sharks, and then little thing kills them. Whatever hit you wasn't supposed to miss you. And whatever missed you was never going to hit you. That brings a sweetness of iman in your heart. Notice. Anyway. So we don't take too much time. Let me read from my own, because my own is better in the Arabic language than this. He says, وَكُنْ بِالْحَقِّ عَامِلًا يَزِدْكَ اللَّهُ نُورًا وَبَصِيرًا. See here, it says even there's a mistake. I don't know if it's a mistake. He says, وَكُنْ قَائِلًا بِالْحَقِّ عَامِلًا بِهِ. My copy says, وَكُنْ بِالْحَقِّ عَامِلًا يَزِدْكَ اللَّهُ نُورًا وَبَصِيرًا. And the translation is, be of those who speak the truth acting upon it. Allah will increase you in illumination and insight. And don't be of those who command the truth but are far from implementing, lest you bear the burden of sin, exposing yourself to detestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Astaghfirullah. Allah says, كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, which means Allah the Most High said, which means grievously odious is it in the estimation to Allah. Let me say, to Allah, that you say what you do not do. All right. So obviously the hadith after that comes, he says, وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَوْعِظَ, عَفْوًا, not مَنْ وَعِظَ, مَنْ وَعَظَ, right? It doesn't make sense. So the book is wrong in the sense, my book is better. مَنْ وَعَظَ, لأنه it's talking about the one who doesn't benefit from what he says. Not that you don't benefit from what I'm saying. It's talking about me preaching, but not preaching myself. So not man wu'idha, man wa'adha wa lam yatta'idh. He who preaches others and is not preaching himself. That's the... Wazajara, aywa, not wazujira. Wazajara wa lam yanzajir. And he admonished others, but failed to admonish himself. وَنَهَا وَلَمْ يَنْتَهِ, not وَنُهِيَ. I like that better. And he forbids, but never refrained himself. فَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنَ الْخَائِبِينَ, he is among those who are losers before Allah subhanahu. I don't know, this is not a hadith. It has no sanad, not da'if, not sahih, not mawdu', nothing. So, not even, and it did not even enter the books of mawdu'. So, you know, as far as there, so therefore, take it as a حكمة, wisdom, not attributed to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. I said قال رسول الله because I'm just reading what the book says. It's not what Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said as far as I know. But that's important. أنت حتى because we're all teachers. Not just the sheikh as a teacher. You're a teacher. You teach your children. لا, you don't have children. You're a teacher with your friends. In your classroom, when you go to school, other people look up to you. Regardless who you are, there's always someone that looks up to you in some way. Our Sheikh Sheikh Abdul Hamid, rahmatullahi alayh, rahmatullahi ala ruhi al-tahira, used to always repeat this poetry. And you know, we used to speak to him every Thursday on the phone, even after I left Egypt. And he would scream on the phone. You had to put the phone like a little bit far because it's just, and you don't, I felt sometimes that he's reaching out and he wants to slap me around, you know. So, all right, and he would say this, he would repeat this, يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّجُلُ الْمُعَلِّمُ غَيْرَهُ هَلَّا لِنَفْسِكَ كَانَتِ التَّعْلِيمُ. Oh, you who's trying to teach others, shouldn't you first learn what you're teaching? تَصِفُ الدَّوَاءَ لِذِي السِّقَامِ وَذِي الضَّنَى كَيْمَا يَصُحُّ بِهِ وَأَنْتَ سَقِيمُ. You try to prescribe medications for those who are sick, this way and that way, and you fail to prescribe something to yourself despite your grave illness. وَنَرَاكَ تُصْلِحُ بِالرَّشَادِ عُقُولَنَا أَبَدًا وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الرَّشَادِ عَدِيمُ. We see you trying to put righteousness in our minds. Never, for you don't have any righteousness in your mind. لَا تَنْهَى عَنْ فِعْلٍ وَتَأْتِيَ مِثْلَهُ أَوْ لَا تَنْهَى عَنْ خُلُقٍ. That's the one he would tell me, the last two. But I'm probably worthy of the first three anyway. He says, لَا تَنْهَى عَنْ فِعْلٍ أَوْ عَنْ خُلُقٍ وَتَأْتِيَ مِثْلَهُ عَارٌ عَلَيْكَ إِذَا فَعَلْتَ عَظِيمُ. Don't forbid something and go do it. This is a disgrace indeed and a shame. فَهُنَاكَ يُنْفَعُ مَا تَقُولُ وَيُرْتَجَى بِالْقَوْلِ مِنْكَ وَيَنْفَعُ التَّعْلِيمُ. That's where ta'lim is beneficial, when you can help yourself first. This is the essence of what this alleged hadith that Al-Muhasibi, Allah forgive him and us, attributed to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And ta'if, you yourself, you cannot improve yourself first, and you yourself cannot become a better human being. And what worth all the knowledge that you have? What worth all the knowledge that you have? Is useless. Knowledge is not, you don't acquire knowledge for knowledge. You acquire knowledge so it makes you a better person. So if you have all the knowledge and you're still not a better person, then the whole knowledge is worthless. Makes no difference. قال المحاسبي رحمه الله تعالى ولا تخالط إلا عالما تقيا. يا سلام. ولا تجالس إلا عالما بصيرا. يعني وقد سئل النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم, نعم, أي جلسائنا خير؟ قال من ذكركم بالله من ذكركم بالله رؤيته وزادكم في علمكم منطقه وذكركم بالآخرة عمله. He says, do not mix with people except pious intellectual, and don't sit except with the insightful scholar. when the Messenger of Allah, may Allah blessings be upon him, was asked, which company is the best, Ya Rasulullah? He replied, the one whose sight reminds you of Allah and whose speech increases you in knowledge and whose actions remind you of the hereafter. La ilaha illallah. Now, this hadith is weak, lakin it has some other corroborative evidence. It's still weak. The meaning is correct. لا تخالط إلا عاقلا تقيا, which means don't mix with people except pious and intellectual. Why? You don't want to look. المرء على دين خليله. Right? Do you know the narrations? You are what your friend is. There's many things. You are what your friend is. You are what you eat. You know, you are what you, whatever, I don't know. Every day they come up with a new thing. Next thing they're going to say, you are what you drive. That's not fair. We were trying new cars earlier today. Now, لكن, do not mix except with the pious and intellectual. You learn. Huh? Notice Ibn Atta says, لا تصحبن من لا ينهضك حاله ويدلك على الله مقاله. Don't accompany except that whose hal elevates yours and whose maqal, talk, lead you to Allah. You'll waste your time. You accompany the fool or the weak-minded, you lose. You accompany the fool, you lose. You accompany the weak-minded, you're going to struggle and suffer. He says, وَلَا تُجَالِسْ إِلَّا عَالِمًا بَصِيرًا. Don't sit in the majlis except of an insightful scholar. عالم. شوف. عالم means, today we say scholar. Here really it's a misnomer. عالم doesn't mean a scholar from the sense that someone who's schooled, unless you mean schooled for decades. Well, these word of alim or plural ulama is widely erroneously used and applied today. The ulama in the world are handful. There are people who are students of knowledge, sure. But the alim comes from alam, the world. And in order for you to know the world, it's going to take you a few years, more than 60, 70, something like that maybe. Huh? That's not for average people, Mawlana. إنما العلم بالتعلم, حديث معاوية في صحيح مسلم. إنما العلم بالتعلم. His علم is by acquiring it continuously. Not تمنى على الله الأماني. He sits and he has wishful, is not by wishful thinking. Now, so may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the good students of knowledge. You know, at least we have something. Don't be fooled by people saying scholars and think means alima. Not about me, definitely. And not about, yani just not randomly used, so I don't know other people, there could be. Al-ulama are like the stars of the skies. Just like they are like they are the guidance to the people of earth, so are the scholars. The scholars, the true scholars, and meaning the ulama. True, I don't mean versus false. I mean the scholar, the alim. Not the student of knowledge who is trying to be a alim. No, the alim. Those are high. It's very, very difficult to touch, to reach. You can't reach the skies easily. Na'am, well, those are Wurrathul Anbiya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among them. At least we have the niyyah to try to walk that long path, wherever it is. لذلك الحسن البصري رحمه الله, as Al-Hafidh Ibn Rajab used to say in his book Jami' al-Ilm, he used to say that Al-Hasan al-Basri used to say that الدُّنْيَا كُلُّهَا ظُلْمَ, the whole universe is darkness, إِلَّا مَجَالِسُ الْعُلَمَاء, except in the majlis of the Rabbani scholars. العلماء يعني قصده العلماء الربانيون. Those majalis are majalis of ease. Majalis of ease. Majalis of comfort. Majalis of spirituality. Majalis of tranquility. You know why majalis of tranquility? Because it's not only human beings who sit in it. The malaika surround it. هَلِمُّوا إِلَى حَاجَتِكُمْ. You know the hadith, صحيح الحديث. Come, we found what you need. So, الملائكه, they surround the majlis, surround the majlis. Then they keep calling each other until they form a line, a pillar from earth to heavens. That's why Hassan al-Basri says, the whole dunya is darkness, except the majalis of the ulama. There is ulama and there is alama. Ulama and alama. Alama means on water. Yani there is water under them. Wet. That's not ulama. Ulama are ulama, Mawlana. No wet. They stand on solid ground. Now, may Allah make us among them. Allah, Allah. Like in this hadith that's da'if, it's sort of known, and it has, like I said, corroborative evidence that may strengthen it slightly from very weak to just weak. And that would be nice. And maybe, you know, a weak, a considerable weak. There's a considerable weakness, as you probably know, in the sciences of hadith, versus weak, versus very, very weak, etc., etc. The weak is considered in a sense. And there's other narratives that say that the signs of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that when they are absent, they are missed, and when they're present, Allah is remembered. May Allah make us again among them. نعم. الله الله الله. Many of these things, you know, you would say that the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم والتابعين, that when they used to see them, they would remember Allah سبحانه وتعالى. نعم. طيب. He says, قال الإمام الحارث بن أسد المحاسبي رحمه الله تعالى ونفعنا به وبكم آمين وتواضع للحق واخضع له وأدم ذكر الله تنال قربه. تواضع للحق, which means الله وما بقيت من اللذات إلا محادثة الرجال ذوي العقول. He says, one of the poets says, the only delicacy, the only sweetness in life that's left is sitting in the majalis of intellectual people. إلا محادثة الرجال ذوي العقول. ولا, there is nothing, huh? And that's why many of the people used to say, يعني, many of our mashayikh used to say, when they used to talk about big imma that passed away, such as Imam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu al-Nu'man, such as Imam Nasir al-Sunnah al-Shafi'i, Imam al-Ijtihad, and the first usuli of this ummah, and the first one who put a book in al-Fiqh al-Muqaran, is al-Imam al-Shafi'i, And the first one who wrote in Usul and founded the ilm of Usul as is today, al-Shafi'i and al-Fiqh al-Muqaran, comparative fiqh, the first one who did that, al-Shafi'i, radiyallahu ta'ala an, Imam Muhammad ibn Idris. They used to say, and I remember my honorable father, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Allah raise his soul, among the anbiya and all the people, all your people and those who have passed away from your families, he used to say, عَلَى الدُّنْيَا بَعْدَكَ الْعَفَى. Life after people like this is no longer meaningful. You would ask him, how are you living with them before then? You're saying that now. He says, I used to live with their seerah in the books as if I'm living with them. Once that's done, let me go back and live with them. I don't want to see this life. Naam. La ilaha illallah. Naam. Ala dunya ba'daka salam. Didn't they say that also to Imam al-Hussein? Naam. After he was killed. Zainab al-Kubra used to say, ala dunya ba'daka salam, Aba Abdullah. Dunya after you is worthless. It's not worth living anymore. La dunya is worthwhile when there are people like that, beacons of light in it. Beacons of light that guide to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Beacons of light that stand on solid ground. They understand, they know these things. But other than that, when it becomes just about eating and drinking and what did you do today and what are we going to eat tomorrow and all these things. So we share this life with the chickens and the sheep and other kind of forms of life. Hey, Allah. والله. قال الإمام المحاسبي رحمه الله تعالى وأدم ذكر الله تنال قربة. He says, and humble yourself first to the truth. Humble yourself to the truth and submit to it. Continuously engage in the remembrance of Allah and you'll attain closeness to Him. Very nice. Allah, humble yourself to the truth. Humility is very, very important. It's part of the deen in the sense. Because the most humble servant of Allah was Sayyiduna wa Habibuna Rasulullah. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. You'll see that. Kana sayyid al mutawadi'een. Ruhi lahu al fida. Bilhaq. Where? What? Bilhaq. Al tawadu' bilhaq. That's why he ordered the sahaba when they were doing the first tawaf, when they conquered Mecca, liberated Mecca, and they're going and doing tawaf, what? Move and do tawaf, chest up. Don't walk a walk of humbleness here. Tawaduk to the haqq, not humility to jahl. Be careful. Humbleness, not to jahil and juhal and jahalat. Yani when that man came to a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Shammas led him and he says, how about, you know, you're a pious man, why don't I become one time your assistant, why I don't become this, why I don't become a prophet, one day you become, he says, you get nothing from me. Get out. Humbleness is to haqq, and haqq is the book and the sunnah. Naam. Not humbleness to jahil. La. You say it, whether they like it or not. وَتَوَاضَعْ لِلْحَقِّ وَاخْضَعْ لَهُ. حَتَّى among the things, يعني, anyway, maybe some other time we'll talk about that. Humbleness is important. Humbleness is important. Humility comes with knowledge. These things are connected. Less knowledge, less humility. More knowledge, more humility. Usually. Here he says, Al-Haqq. Have humility to Al-Haqq. And I want to tell myself and you, take a standard in this dunya. We know that Al-Haqq is the Quran and the Sunnah. We know there could be to you many haqqs, for example, in other things that may be true in life. But we all know that the absolute haqq is in the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. So at least let's نوطن أنفسنا. Let's home ourselves, if we can say that, on the fact that we stand corrected based on the Book and the Sunnah. That's key. That, Ya Rasulullah, if you say something, I stand corrected. Prioritize the Book and the Sunnah. That's very important. That's your tawadu al-haqq. You remember Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa ardah. He is the Khalifa and he's such a tough man. And people used to fear him. But a lay woman from the masses interrupts him and refutes him in front of people. And she says, what should we follow? What you say or the kalam of Rasulullah? And Umar radiallahu anhu, he humiliates himself to the haqq. And he says, the woman is right, Umar is wrong. No problem. It doesn't make you less. It doesn't make you less of a man or less of a woman to be wrong. Look, we are all wrong at times because we are not infallible. So that's very important. I say that out of love for myself and you. And it's something I struggle with, try to enforce all the time on myself. And I have still a long way to go, but I also want to advise myself and you with that. Those who know less, object more. And those who know more, object less. You know. قال أدم ذكر الله تنا القربة. Keep continuously being engaged in the remembrance of Allah. You'll attain His closeness. شوف الذكر عظيم. Lots of people, they stay away from the ذكر. Because they like to do, they think ذكر, I do my salah, I leave, I'm done. ذكر doesn't have to take a certain shape or certain numbers. Dhikr could be of the tongue, but should not only remain to the tongue. You could do dhikr with your heart while you're doing other things. You could do dhikr with many things, with your mind. You could be in remembrance of Allah, conscious of Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very important to diversify the dhikr. And I always say that the only word that came kathira was not after the salah or the siyam or the zakah or the hajj, but came after the dhikr. اذكروا الله ذكرا والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات. And when Allah describes the munafiqeen, what does He say? لا يذكرون الله إلا قليلا. يعني they make dhikr, but قليل. Little. Shuf, I'm not saying they don't make, we're not talking about those who don't make dhikr at all. No. Those who make dhikr, but qaleela. The Quran describes them among the munafiqeen. Their dhikr is qaleel. Naam. And al-dhikr has dhikrullah ta'ala mean being remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ibn Qayyim mentions, has 100 different benefits. Number one, yurdi ar-Rahman, pleases Allah. You make dhikr of Allah, it pleases Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, yatrudi shaytan, kicks shaytan's waswasa and whispering away from you. Shaytan, the minute you start saying, A'udhu billahi minash shaytan ar-rajim, I'm leaving now. I have no business staying here. In the old days when I was, I don't know if I told you this, when I was a kid, we used to hear from other kids this narration. I used to think it's sahih. I didn't know hadith at that time much. 7, 8 years old, you don't know hadith much. You remember some hadith, but you don't know the hadith science. Not that I know now, yani. Well, I'm still a kid, by the way. Because Maulana Muhammad Kahlo told me I'm 63 years young and I'm still a kid. So that means, you know, I'm still a baby. Human being is a child, regardless. No. And the kids used to tell me in school, they said they brought, I don't know where they brought this narration from, that if you say, A'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajim, you burn the shaytan. Fire comes and burns him. And then they say, if you whistle, shaytan comes. So I figured the trick, and I massacred shayateen like crazy. This is what I would do. A'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajim. A'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajim. So I would go to my father, rahmatullahi ta'ala, ala ruhihi tahira. And I would say, Dad, today Badr, Ma'raket Badr al-Kubra. The battle of Badr happened today with the shayateen. I called them and then I burned them alive. Silly mind, Maulana, you have to burn lots of things in you before you kick the shayateen out. Because shayateen, they have a home address now. Naam. قَالَ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ But even that, you say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ You kick shaitan away. Huh? You kick shaitan out. طيب انت say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَيُزِيلُ الْهَمِّ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى alleviates your worries. Huh? شوف, when you're worried, you come to the majlis where there's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is spoken about, how to be close to Him. The rahmah descends, huh? The malaika surround, the worries go. Like there is no worries now. I'll think about it later. Huh? Among the benefits of dhikrullah. وَيَجْلِبُ السُّرُورِ Not only the worries go, happiness come. Well, nowadays people are fighting for being happy. In my days, don't worry, be happy. In the old days, I don't know if you remember that. They came with this smiley face, and everywhere it says, don't worry, be happy. وَيُقَوِّ الْقَلْبَ وَالْبَدَنِ And it strengthens, the dhikr of Allah, strengthens the heart and the body. Even your heart. What do you mean? Well, I have supraventricular tachycardia, Maulana. Can that help? Can dhikrullah help? Of course it can. I have a regular beating. Can that help? Of course it can. Just try to do dhikr of Allah with your heart. Wallah, it will help. Wallah. I know you want to take a Tylenol and you want to take calcium channel blockers and hydrochlorothiazides and you want to take all these things. I understand. And the digoxin and all these things. But man, take La ilaha illallah also as a medication. It helps. Wallahi, it helps. Wallah, it strengthens the heart. And it strengthens the body. Your immune system gets better. You start fighting viruses and shayateen together. Bismillah, you're ready to go. Like a no dhikr, you're weak. You're vulnerable. Any little worry comes to you, devastates you. You're devastated. You're on the floor. You have no backup. You have no backup. Little thing happened, you're devastated. Huh? Lakin with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me, try me, hit me. Let me see where you. Huh? You got shield. Huh? Hifz. Shield. That shield is la ilaha illallah. That shields the universe. This kalima, it puts off the fire of Ibrahim. No problem. Anyway. وَيُنَوِّرُ الْقَلْبَ وَالْوَجْهِ. It says also, it illuminates the heart, it illuminates the face. The more dhikr of Allah, the more illumination you have in the heart and on your face. The less dhikr, no nur. You need electricity. وَيَجْلِبُ الرِّزْقِ. It brings risk. You want risk? This got problems, you got problems financially? Do dhikr of Allah. You need to do the dhikr of Allah. The risk becomes better. وَيُكْسِبُ الْحَلَاوَةِ. And it puts a layer of sweetness on you. Like Mulana Muhammad Kalu, for example. See? You look nice and sweet, you know. إيه الحلاوة دي يا مولانا؟ يا سلام. إيه الجمال ده كله؟ يعني no matter what it is, you look sweet. Why? It's not necessarily intrinsic. It's the dhikr of Allah that makes you sweet. And then it brings the mahabba of Allah. وَيُورِثُ مَحَبَّةَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى أَلَّتِي هِيَ رُوحُ الْإِسْلَامِ. And brings in you the dhikr, brings the mahabba of Allah inside of your heart. He says, which is the ruh of Islam, which is the soul of Islam. If you love Allah, this is the soul, Habibi. Don't run around, I want to do this, I want to do this, and you're forgetting the mahabba of Allah. You want to go where your mahabba of Allah increases. The people of mahabba, they have their own addresses in the world. They always go, where does my mahabba increase to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where do I get closer to Him? That's where they go. The love of Allah jalla jalaluh is the ruh of our deen. The soul of the deen. And he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, says to us, which Sayyiduna, Sayyidi wa Habibi wa Mawlai, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa azwaji wa sallam, told us in the authentic hadith, wajabat mahabbati, my love. Allah is telling us in this hadith Qudsi, look at how beautiful this hadith is. He is hadiyah. This is a gift to you from your beloved. Your beloved, salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi wa alayhi. He says, Allah says, wajabat mahabbati. My love will be granted. Lilmutahabina fi. To those who love each other for my sake, I will love them. Ajeeb. وَالْمُتَزَاوِرِينَ فِي. And those who visit each other only for my sake. Imagine that you love someone for the sake of Allah. You're guaranteed Allah's love. And if Allah loves you, is different than you loving him. Some people, they love one way. He says, you know, and he tells you, no, she loves me. Man, she doesn't even know who you are. Just because she's smiling, she doesn't see you, she's seeing the one behind you. You don't know, man. You know, you get fooled like that quickly. Miskeen. And now he makes stories already in his mind, and he writes poetries and all this. He becomes sha'ir overnight. Oh, now he tells all the, you know, this, kada, you know. It's all delusion. Well, but then when she disappoints him, he wants to now take a knife and, you know, hit himself and do Karbala as well, you know. وكل يدعي وصلا بليلى ليلى لا تخر لهم بذاك. Like the poet says, everyone claims that ليلى knows him. كل يدعي وصلا. وصلا means connection. بليلى وليلى لا تقر لهم بذاك. But ليلى doesn't even recognize any of them. أتاني هواها قبل أن أعرف الهوى. I received her love, the poet says, before I knew what love is. فصادف قلبا خاليا فتمكن. It happened to come to an empty heart, and therefore it was firmly established. That's why Allah does not accept shirk in love. Al-qalb has to be khali. Khali means what? Empty. نعم وكم عم عمن عن كل خير وكم خال من الخيرات خالي. طيب. لكن this hadith tells you not that you love Allah and that you claim to love Allah. طبعا لله المثل الأعلى. We're not comparing here. Not that you love Allah سبحانه وتعالى. No, no, no. The hadith tells you, and no, everybody claims they love Allah. Everybody says, I love Allah. Of course I love Allah. لكن that's not what the hadith is telling you. This hadith by Sayyidi wa Habibi wa Mawlai رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وأزواجه وسلم is not saying that you truly love Allah then. No, 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 no. Forget you truly. Allah guarantees His love to you. وجبت محبتي للمتحابين في. My love, Allah is telling us the meaning of the hadith, my love is guaranteed for those who love each other in my sake. So I'll tell you, I'm an imperfect person. And I always say imperfection is perfect for me. Alhamdulillah. Lakin with this imperfection, I love you all for His sake, subhanahu wa ta'ala, selflessly. Insha'Allah, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to record that for me, so maybe then we get His love subhanahu wa ta'ala in that return. I know that may be worth than the whole dunya. All these things we're doing in the dunya, we're wasting our time. Maybe only this love of each other for His sake, maybe that's what saves us and puts some nur on our faces. And some nur in our lives, and some nur in our families, and our children, and what we do. In our ibadahs that are, you know, we don't know whether Allah will take them or reject them back on our faces, you know. Now, he says, وَفِي ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, and the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also makes you inherit ma'rifah, knowledge. Dhikr brings knowledge into your heart. How so? It opens for you. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واتقوا الله ويعلمكم الله. Have taqwa of Allah, Allah will teach you. Allah will teach you. Wallah, many times. Not saying that on anything. It happens to everybody, so I'm not saying anything special. يعني لكن من باب وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. Many times things come to me and then you know, I read the ayah a few times. Yeah, I don't get it. You know, some when you get old and your mind becomes slow and thick, you know, it takes you a while to read and read and look. What is it saying to me? What things is it saying and what things it's saying, but I can't see. And then I take a break and do a few salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you take it, and the dhikr opens things for you. Try it. Opens things for you. And sometimes it happens when you're right in the middle of talking something. I've been wanting it for 3-4 days, but it's not coming. That's no permission. Now it comes. Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings ma'rifah. Increases your knowledge. Allah will facilitate for you to know more. وَالْإِنَابَةِ وَالْقُرْبِ and closeness to Him. And the hayat of the qalb. The life of the heart. Not only that. Among the fawaid or among the benefits of the dhikr is ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ لِلْعَبْدِ. That Allah, that you are, that Allah, يعني فاذكروني أذكركم, remember me and I shall remember you. That's the meaning. In a way suitable to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah remembers you in the sense that's suitable to Him. Not that you remember Him. See, the dhikr is a relationship where you remember Him, right? But that's not the biggest deal of it. You remembering Him is not a big deal. But Him remembering you because you remembered Him. وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The dhikr of Allah of you is greater than you of Him. And if you make one salah on Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah will send His blessings upon you. Look, who am I? Ya Allah, the sinful slave, who's entrapped with all his shortcomings and bad deeds and all these things to be worthy to receive your blessings and your openings and illumination. Because you mentioned something that's honorable on your tongue and your heart. It is the name of His beloved, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hey, it's powerful, huh? Powerful. Ajib. The salah ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ajib. Amruha ajib. It's something amazing. Imagine, you say salat on Him, but that salat that you say on Him has an amazing effect on you. How come you say it, you send it to Him, you say, oh Allah, increased His maqam, but then your maqam is increased. How does that work? I thought I'm sending my salam on Him. But you're getting more than you're sending. Says it's the ruh of the heart. The dhikr is the ruh of the heart. The soul of the heart. If you have no dhikr, you have no soul to your heart. And it is the thing that cleanses and cleans the rusts of the heart. For those people who have been out of dhikr for a long time, and now their heart is squeaky. It doesn't work. Lots of rust. يعني he barely does 2 rak'ah and he runs away as far as he can from the car, from the salah. Dhikr of Allah. It oils the heart, makes everything go smooth, everything becomes nice. وَيَحُطُّ الْخَطَايَا. And among the benefits of the dhikr is it erases your sins. So you're erasing the sins while you're doing it. وَيَرْفَعُ الدَّرَجَاتِ And it increases your ranks. You go up and up and up. وَيُحْدِثُ الْأُنْسِ وَيُزِيلُ الْوَحْشَةِ And it brings a tranquility in your heart. And takes away the feeling of being lonely. Unless you're doing dhikr and you're trying to think who is there around you, then you become lonely. Some people do dhikr, but they're in ghafla while in dhikr. And he is doing dhikr, but he's ghafil, he's not present with the one he's mentioning. So he feels that he's alone. He feels strange, I'm alone, I want to see. But those who are present in their dhikr, that's a different story. Naam. وَيُنْجِي مِنَ الْعَذَابِ And also saves you from punishment. وَيُوجِبُ تَنَزُّلَ السَّكِينَةِ And the tranquility descends upon you. وَغِشْيَانَ الرَّحْمَةِ And the mercy of Allah descends upon you. وَحُفُوفَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ And the malaika will surround you. And also he says, it also replaces that time that you could have used to do bad things. Yani now, for example, you're in the masjid on a Friday night. You could be doing other visits and there's ghiba, for example. You know what she did? She did this, you know. Can you believe what he said to me? Without knowing, you're already accumulating. And those writers are busy. They're writing all these things. You came to the masjid, the hour that you could have spent maybe acquiring few things, now you're acquiring what? You're acquiring rewards. So it takes you away, it occupies your time with good rather than occupying it with bad. وَيُسْعِدُ الذَّاكِرَ And it pleases you as well. And وَيُسْعَدُ بِهِ جَلِيسُ And pleases, among the benefits of dhikr is that it pleases those around you. Not just you. The people around you, they're pleased. Dhikr is good. I like that. Huh? Allah, 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 Allah. وَبِهِ تَحْصَلُ الْعَطَايَا He says, and with it, you'll get the gifts from Allah, with the dhikr. And he says, with it, along with weeping, is the reason why you may get a shade in the Day of Judgment. When only Allah grants shade. And among the benefits of dhikr, it is the easiest of worship and the best. And among the benefits of dhikr, it is the plants of Jannah. Huh? Yani you want to have some trees in Jannah? Do some dhikr. Mawlana, Bismillah, you plant a tree. Instantaneously, you become a farmer. Not in the dunya farmer, in the akhirah. You make, you know. So when you go, at least you say, I need to go see my trees, look after my trees. And if the malaika are not going to let you, says, man, I have to go see them. Just let me just see them. Once you go, hold on to the tree, don't leave. You know. Maybe he gives you an excuse. He says, look, I have dhikr there waiting for me. You know what? Let me call them to the court of Allah as witnesses. They will testify. Because malaika are, you know, based on the orders. Your name is on the list. You go, no name, no gain. Go. You either go to Radwan or you go to Malik, wal-iyadhu billah. You don't want to go to Malik. Malik, if you go to Malik, you are Halik. You will perish. No, you will go Malik Khazin al-Nar. Huh? Malik is in charge of Jahannam. You go to Malik, you're going down, brother. May Allah make us go to Ridwanu Khazinuha Wal Jaru Ahmad Wal Rahmanu Nashiha Naam Qutufuha Dhahabun Wal Misku Tinatuha Wal Za'faran Hashishun Nabitun Fiha Naam Qala Wahuwa Ghirasul Jannah It is the plants of Jannah You plant in Jannah And now you're going back home, do some subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, allahu akbar, and plant some trees in Jannah on your way going to work. It's easier plants. He says, وَيُؤَمِّنُ الْعَبْدَ مِنْ نِسْيَانِ رَبِّهِ. Dhikr helps you from forgetting your Lord. It reminds you. Maybe in your home, when you, the first, if there's a wall, when you first get to your home, put something says, اُذْكُرِ اللَّهِ. Remember Allah. So you remember, maybe sometimes we need, or put it on your phone, make a new app with these, all these smart or not so smart or dumb phone. I don't know what they have. Every day they have this smart and this is not smart. So now the old phone is not smart. What is that supposed to mean? Well, I don't know, Mawlana. Every day they come up with these new bid'ahs. Make something on your phone to come every couple of hours, beep, without musiqa, without music, otherwise you'll be in trouble with most of the people. Beep, remember Allah. Let it come. Do maybe some people who are in IT make some program like that. Udhkurillah, remember Allah. At least if you say, La ilaha illallah. Good, I already made money. Until you made money, you yourself, you are winning. Let it come every if you are. What you're saying, Shaykh Tab, what about the salah? Al-Mu'adhan is saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Good. That's exactly what it is. That's why it's a reminder 5 times a day. Like in a dhikr keeps you reminded in between as well. Naam, he says, وَهُوَ نُورٌ لِلْعَبْدِ فِي دُنْيَاهُ وَقَبْرِهُ وَيَوْمَ حَشْرِهُ. And the dhikr is nur in the dunya, in the qabr, and in the akhirah. If you want to have nur in your qabr when you go, increase your dhikr now. The more dhikr you have, your qabr is illuminated. You're sitting there chilling. Yeah, what's up? Malaika come to you, hey, what's going on? You know, give me the news, man. Yeah. You're talking, you know, you're taking it easy. I mean, look, I'm from the Dhakirin. What's your problem? They got no problem with you. They give you a special ID card called Al-Dhakirin Allah Kathira. Khalas. Do this. This has green. Anywhere you go, you access. No problem. You sit in your barzakh, and you know, you talk to this. Everything is going nice, very nice. Man, the other people, you don't want to see what's happening. Yeah, I'm just telling you. فَأَنْتَ that dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want that qabr to be rawda min riyadi al-jannah, a piece of jannah, you become among the dhakirin today. You become dhakir. Dhakir. Not ghafil. Dhakir. And we used to see our shaykh, our fathers, rahmatullahi alayhim, the subha, yani the beads, never leaves their hand. And they're not just spinning beads. They're in some kind of dhikr all the time. I'm not saying you have to have beads. You can have your own, whatever you want to do. Lakin the subha has an authentic sanad. Hasan, to say the least, Sa'd Nabi Waqqas. Tayyib. Also he says, وهو رأس الولاية وطريقها. It is the path for walaya of Allah, and it is the height of walaya of Allah. You all know. He says among the things as well, يزيل قسوة القلب. It makes you less rigid of the heart. Some people are very tough. If they're dhakirin of Allah, they're softer usually. A dhikr makes you softer. No dhikr, you're very tough, inflexible. طيب. Also, it brings on the ni'mas of Allah on you. Yani the ni'mas, it's the dhikr of Allah is like a magnet. You're doing dhikr, and the ni'mah of Allah are falling upon you. Here it opens for you, this opens for you, this opens for you. Things open for you where you didn't count and you didn't even think they were going to come to you. And you didn't even plan or did nothing to get it. But they just come. Bismillah, dhikr, 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 they come. Now, and he says, Dhikr makes every difficulty easy. يعني أنت, you have difficulty. Make dhikr of Allah, we'll go bismillah. It'll be easy. Allah will make it easy for you. And also, dhikr increases your memory. Lots of students, they come and they say, Sheikh, how can I have a better memory? Do more dhikr, Mawlana. Do more dhikr, you have more memory. Memory power will increase if you have dhikr. Now, another thing for the benefit of dhikr is now the malaika know you. They're busy taking your adhkar and this and that. Didn't Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that there will be malaika that bring my salam to me from you? And imagine if you're doing that 10 hours a day. You have now many malaika working full time on your account. On the payroll there, that's all they're doing. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad nuri wa ayy, Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad nuri wa ayy, Allahumma salli ala sayyidina. But malaika are going back and, well, you know, this busy, you have staff already. Your staff is the malaika now, is not, yani you have a, you have a team working. Some people, they want to work with people. Someone, people want to work with malaika. You know, people can never be malaika, except the anbiya, obviously. Other than that, some people are shayateen, some people are good people. So this best way is when you are among the dhakireen, you don't have to work with people, you work with malaika. That's the easiest way to transition. Easier way. You don't have to bother until you are busy with the malaika. And the malaika know you. They become, salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, so and so from Cape Town, he sends his salam to you. Okay, give him my salam. He comes back, tells you, he's going back. It's two round trip, it's not one way ticket. Ticket is round trip. Yani malaika go and come back to you. But you can't open travel agency. Don't think about now opening travel agency for the malaika. Mawlana, these malaika don't need a plane like you do. Bismillah, they go. And now you're going again thinking about the dunya. Take it, we're talking about, we are here to talk about the akhirah, not to make money. A human being, they have to think about, how can I make money out of this? La ilaha illallah. Allah, Allah. Naam, al-malaika now, because al-malaika also make istighfar for you. Now some malaika are taking your salam to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some malaika, because you're doing the dhikr, they're doing what? Oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, forgive so and so. Oh Allah, forgive so and so. Oh Allah, forgive so and so. Oh Allah, you have now other malaika, whole team. They're doing istighfar for you. You know, you see somebody who looks, you know, you don't know, only Allah knows. That can you say, mashallah, maybe he's close to Allah. Please make dua for me, man. You don't know, maybe these are malaika, they're making dua for you. What else do you want? You want the malaika to make dua for you? Make istighfar and make dhikr of Allah. The malaika themselves will make dua for you. Ya Allah, forgive. Malaika, the maqam of malaika is high. Imagine if the malaika themselves are making dua. What else do you want? I'm just saying, you know that. Now, not only that, earth and heavens, earth itself, the mountains, the dust, heavens love you. Not the people's hearts. The stones love you. The trees love you. The heavens themselves, they love you. And the mu'mineen love you. Munafiqeen will never love you, don't worry about that. But the rocks and the heavens will love you. The rocks on earth and the heavens of the sky will love you. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فما بكت عليهم السماوات والأرض. When the Al Fir'aun, the people of Fir'aun departed and died, Al Quran tells us, which means earth and heavens did not cry on them when they departed. What does that mean? Earth and heavens cry on the awliya of Allah then? Or they are proud of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So and so mentioned Allah in so and so place. Trees come, ya Allah, I testify. This man or this woman sat there and oh, did dhikr and all these things, huh? And tranquility, oh, I enjoyed it. Lakin you sit in a place and you disobey Allah, that very place is cursing you up in a sense. Get out of here, man, you didn't find except this place to, you know, take your filth elsewhere, they tell you. In a sense, yeah. I'm not saying there's a narration that says that, I'm just saying. Are we done, Maulana? 5 minutes? 5 minutes, sorry about that. The other benefit as well, Allah وَتَشْهَدُ لَهُ. Now, among the benefits of dhikr is, in the day of judgment, you can call upon the malaika as material witness. Oh Allah, I have material witness. Who's your witness? Fulan of the malaika, come. You are present. So they testify in your behalf. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this man testified. Bismillah. Huh? He says, وَالذِّكْرُ أَمَانٌ مِنَ النِّفَاقِ. الذِّكْر is a security from nifaq, from hypocrisy. As if nifaq would creep up to people if they don't do dhikr. But that's consistent with the ayah, لَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They only mention, the munafiqeen only mention Allah a little. That means what? A little dhikr would let the nifaq creep up to the people. More dhikr, you're already secured. You don't worry about nifaq. You go on and you're done. All right, I think we should stop here, inshaAllah ta'ala. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وآله والحمد لله رب العالمين